This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As Alex Cora yesterday, discussing the trio of prospects the Red Sox have knocking on the door of the big leagues, Meyer, Campbell, Roman Anthony, in whatever order. We'll get to the Red Sox here shortly. Final hour, Jones and Keefe. We got Grab Bag and Clip du Jour on the way. WEEI Afternoons takes over at 2 o'clock, so stay tuned for it. You can check out on the Odyssey app Keefe's top 10 most anticipated shows for the rest of 2025. He's tweeted them out, at Keefe21. In fairness, this text was from before the list, Keefe.
Okay.
But they did say, imagine taking show recommendations from an adult that watches wrestling.
That's right.
Which,
dude, wrestling's a great show. It is. It's a soap opera with fighting.
Storylines galore is what it is.
For these people, I always enjoy, or what do you like? I'm curious. What do you like? You like the
only
the fine arts, right?
The four nations.
You can't knock wrestling and turn around and watch any comic book movie ever.
Or anything.
Right.
It's all storytelling.
Wrestling isn't trying to pretend to be anything anymore.
Correct.
It's well known that it's strictly entertainment.
Part of the thing. Nobody's maybe trying to tell you that all the results aren't predetermined.
Not to channel Terp here, but maybe they're pure sports guys. You're pure sports.
Could be. No, that
just
strikes
the
me as
the purest
as a,
of pure.
That is like I like Chicago PD, Chicago Fire,
pure
Chicago
hoops.
Medical. I sit at home and I watch all these ones. Yeah.
People do that.
I've never seen
CSI,
Miami, CSI New York,
NCIS.
Yeah. That's what you watch?
I watch the four majors. Yep. I watch Fox News. I watch CNN.
That's right. I get everything I need right there. What are you watching?
Yeah, I should start watching those. That feels like a lot of shows about Chicago.
Because I'm fine.
There's so much going on in Chicago. You got all that covered. Yeah.
I'm starting to think it's a shared universe of some sort. There might be some crossovers.
There's 3 hours. I got to watch 3 hours on what's going on in Chicago every week.
Like when the dog on Empty Nest would run through the Golden Girls set.
You're like, wait a minute.
One of the great crossovers ever. Like, wait a minute. They live in the same neighborhood.
So if you're not going to dismiss the list just based on Keefe's affinity for wrestling, again, you can check that out.
No, but send me what shows you like, in all seriousness. Because I'm not telling you have to like all these shows. These are shows that I like. These are the shows that I'm anticipating. But if you hate these shows or you don't want to listen to my advice because I watched the Royal Rumble, I'm just curious.
I'll say this. I'm somebody who is listening to Keefe's advice on these shows, and I've very much enjoyed Severance. I know it's already started.
That's right, but that was one I was promoting.
That was just me listening to Keefe's advice. I'd sign off on it. Yeah. I'm not sure I sign off on the Red Sox plan this offseason of not spending any money. I do think the plan of letting the kids get to the major league level. And this is what we're going to do. This is the new business model in Boston, where we get cost-controlled players, we pay them early, we build it up like the Astros and the Rays, and I don't think you should have to do it that way in Boston, but if that's your plan, that's a viable plan. The Cubs did it that way, the Astros did it that way, the Rays haven't broke through and won, they've gotten to a World Series, choked it away. But if that's your plan, I think it's viable. But I feel like they give mixed messages all over the place on this.
Oh, yeah.
Where, okay, the prospects are almost here. Now we're trading them for Garrett Crochet, which I personally am on board with. I love that trade. I think it's a great trade. But don't tell me prospects, prospects, prospects. Kyle Teal is part of the big three, and then trade away one of those big three when he's knocking on the door of the big leagues. That's inconsistent. The other end of it, and I guess we don't know this yet, but I'll make a bold prediction.
Okay.
And say, none of these guys are breaking camp with the big club. Alex Cora just said, and he said this yesterday, but we just played it for you. well, you know, there's no timeline for when you reach the majors. It could be at 21. It could be 24. This and that. The goal is to break camp with the team. None of those three are breaking camp. No matter what they do in spring training,
I know.
None of those three are breaking camp with the team. And that is frustrating because I don't need to watch a month of the names we brought up yesterday. Vaughn Grissom at second base
Jeepers.
To manipulate service time.
Mm-hmm.
Or Rob Refsnyder starting games in right field over Roman Anthony to manipulate service time. That would frustrate me.
Yeah, no, I know. And I just feel like now I'm in a weird spot where I've wanted the team to spend money over the last few years. And you're like screaming yourself hoarse about them spending money. And they're still not spending money. But this whole time, they've also kind of dangled this carrot of these top prospects. There was two, then there was three, then there was four. There was a core four. And then so trading one of those guys away, you can still have that same path. And you and I both like the Crochet move, but you still have three guys, but you're still not spending money. I think the reason why they keep saying there's an urgency or they're saying they're full throttle is because they think that's going to at least appease the fan base, because this isn't a market where you can just get by with all these last place finishes and people just kind of like looking the other way, like Houston or Kansas City or some of the other ones that have done this. So they're trying to say the right things, but their actions are all doing the opposite. And yet I find myself now being like, all right, just play the kids.
See
the kids.
So me too. And so I think they're pissing everyone off. The people who are like, yeah.
All right.
Prospects. Well, now they just traded some of their prospects, granted for a young pitcher in Garrett Crochet, who I personally am excited about. I heard Arcan talking about this last night. Like, he ticked off all the – like, this could be Beckett. You know, this could be, a stud pitcher you're getting in their prime like Chris Sale, which Sue Cora compared him to, which is a dangerous comp, but I get it. You know, even – I don't think it's this level of impact, and it's a different stage in his career. Schilling. Like, you could be getting that guy. So I acknowledge all of that. But there were a lot of people who were – horny for the prospects, and now you're trading prospects. And then, oh, well, Roman Anthony could break camp with the big club. Man, he could hit 500 in this spring training, and he's probably going to start in Worcester to manipulate service time. So you're going to piss off all those fans.
Yeah.
And if that's really your plan, it's not my favorite, but okay, at least you have a plan. That's not even a plan. That's just a lie. That's just a lie. And it's just to satiate fans who they know fall in love with Baseball America prospect rankings and things of this nature, and they're going to wind up alienating those fans too. And so I think it's just they're trying to keep everybody happy, and in the end, they're just going to wind up frustrating everybody.
Everyone's mad.
Yeah.
And they also made it worse by pretending to be in on Juan Soto. Like, what was that? What did that accomplish?
Right.
So, like, you
That's
were
another great example
to
of it.
Really spend that kind of money? It's like, okay. So
that's another great example of trying to keep people happy. And maybe in the short term, it did rope in people like me.
Yeah.
But then you say, we're going to spend $700 million.
No, we're not.
You weren't even close. You spent nothing else.
No.
You spent $11 million on Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then you look at it and go, oh, so you were just lying to me the whole time. And it does eventually, even if you held off the dogs for a little bit.
Right.
It was so short-sighted.
It's crazy, though, to think that you were going to spend $700 million or at least put that out there that you'd be willing to do that. And I don't think any sane Sox fan would say, all right, now spend $700 on the rest of the free agents. Well, no, they might not be worth it and whatever. You don't need to throw a bunch of bad contracts.
How about more than $11
million? Right.
Yeah.
How about, not even half. How about like $200 million? $100 million? Like, you know, who else are you going to bring in here? Like, nobody. It's kind of astonishing that they're just rolling it back. They can pin it all on Garrett Crochet, which is nice, but that's not a financial move. That was a baseball move. That was one like you gotta say, as much as we clown on Breslow, like, okay, he was willing to trade one of the top prospects. Good. He got a pitcher who's right now cheap, but won't be for long, and he helped out a need. Great. But you have plenty of other needs, which none of them were addressed. Even Chapman. That's not even a wash because you lost Martin and Jansen and you added Chapman. You're still down a guy.
I think I forgot about Chris Martin. I personally think just losing Jansen is a downgrade, one for one there. But yeah, you're right. It's a net negative when you factor in both guys you lost.
The only thing that is better is the starting rotation. Super important. So I'm not trying to say like, oh, the only thing. Like, but that's it. If you look at hitting, defense, bullpen, and starting pitching, like those four areas, if you will, the only one that has been improved is pitching. The defense is the same. The hitting is lineup essentially is the same, although you lost 31 dongs with
lineup
Tyler
is arguably worse without O'Neill.
So maybe a little bit worse. And then the bullpen is worse.
So, and the pitching, and you can say this about any rotation, but I would say it specifically about Crochet, who's had Tommy John and was shut down by the White Sox last year, and Walker Buehler, who just worked his way back from Tommy John and didn't pitch very well when he came back until the postseason. I would even say those two guys, if you're really banking on them doing significant things, I feel much better about Crochet. I like both moves that they made. Those guys are far from a lock, is what I would say there.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get to Craig Breslow and his thoughts on this being a playoff team, see if we agree. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. By the way, we were talking about this in the last break. I wasn't sure if it was official. I saw he had interviewed. Matt Patricia is officially the defensive coordinator. I shouldn't say official. The school hasn't announced it yet. Pete Thamel has the report, though. Ohio State finalizing a deal to hire Matt Patricia as their new D coordinator.
I think I got probably one of the biggest plays in the fourth quarter in the history of the NFL where I think I did a pretty good job.
What is Ryan Day doing? What is he doing?
Who
was the D coordinator?
That's what I was just going to ask. Who'd they lose? I know they lost Chip Kelly. Who was their D coordinator that they lost?
I don't know.
Got to plug in Matt Patricia.
Was it the guy that took the he left. Did he go to Penn State?
I don't know.
Who is the guy?
Something tells me they won't be repeating with Matt Patricia on that side.
No. What is he doing? Why would he go with him? So he goes from Chip Kelly to Brian Hartline on offense.
And why isn't he following Bill to UNC?
So Jim Knowles.
Yeah, he went to Penn State. You're right, Keith.
Took the same job at Penn State.
Hmm.
Odd. National title. Lateral move to a rival.
Got to be a money thing. Got to be Penn State's offering him way more.
Yeah.
I mean, I know nothing about. I didn't even know the guy's name, but
weird,
that's got to be a money thing.
Yeah. So apparently, Brian Hartline and a guy named Keenan Bailey are his offensive and co-offensive coordinators. Also strange. And
I think Hartline was the co-offensive coordinator for a couple years.
He wasn't calling plays though.
No,
right. Chip Kelly was. Like, so now he is, and now they have another guy waiting. And maybe that's just smart.
So they've done the co-coordinator thing.
Okay, all right. So they've done that before. But yeah, Matt Patricia and Ryan Day. I don't really. What's the connection there? I mean,
I've no
Chip
idea.
Kelly is like friendly with Belichick, but like, I don't know.
Why isn't Patricia at UNC? The guy licks the dog crap off Bill Belichick's shoes.
Well, what
Steve
role
is DC?
Yeah, Steve's is DC.
Okay, but like, couldn't Patricia do something there?
OC.
No, I mean, just like GM. Like, what? He was signing.
Freddie Kitchens, you're done, son.
He was signing contracts here in New England. Like, you figured.
Lombardi.
I understand, but could he do something? He doesn't want to be a part of what's going on at UNC? That's weird.
Yeah. Maybe he thinks the Jordan thing's weird too. Maybe he's like, I'm out.
Oh, now he does. He's been doing a podcast with Bill the whole year. All of a sudden, he woke up and thought it was weird.
You know, they just had their meet anniversary. She tweeted about that.
I saw you text me that. Yeah.
No, M E E T. Jesus, Nick. What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, I didn't know what you said.
The show's on during the day. No, the meet anniversary is when they met.
Yeah, you can say it again.
I do like that name for it, though.
Still sounds awful. Yeah. Yeah, talking about that some more.
This is when we dated.
Yeah.
3 days later was the meet anniversary.
We went on a date.
Our first date was on a Monday. Our meet anniversary was Wednesday.
Yeah, no, it's true. If you're the first day you met is the same day as your meet anniversary. As your meet anniversary, that is.
All right.
That is.
You're doing all right.
I mean, look, ladies, you do what you want.
So,
but that's.
She had a wild post on her Instagram.
Yeah.
So she said February 11th, 2025, then an arrow pointing to February 11th, 2021.
Nice.
So she was 20?
Yeah.
Okay. Happy meet-iversary at Bill Belichick.
Also,
cheers. I'm not done. Cheers with a cheersing emoji to the fact that you still let me give you lengthy philosophical lectures for 4 years later.
Oh, okay. Good.
You ready for the hashtags?
Uh-huh.
Hashtag love is not logical.
Nope.
Hashtag even though it kind of is.
No.
Hashtag ironic. Hashtag I fill to fill. P-H-I-L.
Don't.
P-H-I-L.
Don't plug that in on Pornhub.
And then a, like, when you make a heart with your hands emoji.
I search those hashtags every day. They're easy. They're convenient. You learn a lot about people with those hashtags. Yeah.
Even though it kind of is.
What did she say? Long philosophical chats?
Yeah. Hashtag love is not logical. Hashtag even though it kind of is.
See, like, that
hashtag
makes her
ironic.
I see why people are like, she is such a great, like, high-level thinker.
Seriously,
and philosophical and all these
things. She might be, but she looks like she's learning hashtags. be a very smart person. Her hashtag game needs work.
What
Bill
is
actually posted this one.
What is I fill to fill?
I I shudder to look that up while I'm here in Brighton. I'll do that on my own time.
Did you see the Sunday conversation with Brady?
I did.
Caleb Pressy is like hysterical. So he does his Sunday conversations. He had Brady, and his question at the end. You should watch the whole thing. Find it on YouTube. But he was like, "If Belichick's girlfriend asked you to, would you rent a car for her?" Just seeing Tom Brady like not want to answer and even have anything
but
to say.
I think he eventually was like
sure
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
If Bill needed it.
Pretty good.
I'd rent a car for her.
Oh,
that is a nightmare. She's closing in on that.
Phil, this is the only post with a hashtag I feel to Phil.
Typo, maybe.
Yeah.
Typo.
Could be. Meetiversary.
That's, you know what that is? That's an inside joke of some sort.
I feel to Phil and Meetiversary. This is...
Maybe they were doing random baseball player.
We're losing our FCC license over this.
Maybe they were doing random baseball player and they both came up with Phil Plantier. And then now it's become like an inside joke with them.
That's what it is.
Hashtag I feel to Phil.
They're playing along one day.
Hashtag I feel to Phil.
Okay, so Bill's Meetiversary is on.
Oh,
the
and
table.
Then also it's a photo, not to belabor it, it's a photo of just his hand on her waist from the NFL honors thing.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Go on.
Uh-huh. And then
so it's not like he was dying. It's not like one of those photos. I hate when people do that, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah. His hand on her waist and then her hand on his hand, and it's just like a pile of rings.
When I dip, you dip, we dip. That's what that sounded like.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay, nice. So there's that.
Yeah.
There's Matt Patricia.
A lot going on.
At Ohio State and not the University of North Carolina.
No, bit of a surprise. Well,
I think it is.
McDaniels.
Well, you don't sound very surprised. You're like, yeah, well, Steve's there and Lombardi's there, so obviously he's not there. I thought we all thought he was going to UNC.
I did. Well, no, I did. If you had a bet North Carolina or the field, I probably still would have taken North Carolina, but I would have said you'd have to come up with another role because the two roles that I think would have suited him are going to his son and to Lombardi. So
you make a good point about offensive coordinator.
Did you hear when he was on with Portnoy? This is another Barstool thing, but he was just, even Patricia's like, yeah, that was kind of,
he's like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, he kind of laughed about it.
I give Portnoy credit for asking about
it. Yeah.
He's like, what was that? He's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, Patricia's like,
that was wild.
Yeah.
I don't know why that
happened.
I'll do anything for Bill except work for him at UNC.
Gruden actually had a good answer on that. Gruden was basically like, yeah, these defensive guys think offense is easy. Like, so and then they kind of like laughed about it, but like Gruden, I think, was like right.
The Patriots haven't necessarily learned anything because they're putting McAdoo on defense.
Yeah, in like a weird, whatever. What is a senior advisor or assistant advisor or whatever?
Who the hell knows? But apparently they've learned nothing from that. Red Sox have learned nothing, I think, as well from their lack of spending over the last couple of years. Do you think their playoff team is currently constituted?
I'll say yes.
I also say yes.
I'll say yes. I've gone back and forth on it because I wish they would add a little bit more. I also understand that Jaren Duran might not have a top 10 MVP type of season again this year. So, like, I don't know. You can't, just like we're seeing with the Bruins this year, you can't take everybody's career year and assume it's going to happen again. But I'll say the addition of Crochet and Walker Buehler gives them a couple more. That they might only need a few more wins.
Agreed.
So if they get 86 wins,
I think they're a playoff team.
87 wins.
I think they're a playoff team. I'll give them that.
Yeah, so I think they are.
But like, they have no margin for error.
No,
you can't have injuries. You can't have anybody drop off. And that's.
And
not,
you need like one of those young guys to like really kind of break.
That also
too,
just
maybe.
Shouldn't be your goal. Your goal should. Well, we're a playoff team. And I get it. Anybody can get into the playoffs and go on a run. You can go on a run to win the World Series like the Rangers. You can go on a run to get to the World Series like the Diamondbacks. I get that. That shouldn't be your goal. Your goal should be to make yourself World Series caliber, not just maybe we're 50-50 to sneak into the playoffs. I'd lean to the positive side of that. Yeah, it's the odds are there's juice on the side of the Red Sox making the playoffs. I think when Terp was telling us this yesterday, it was minus money on the Red Sox binary yes or no making the playoffs. So, okay, fine. You're probably a playoff team. What are you going to do once you get there? And you have no margin for error. That's not the way to build a team. 617-779-7937. Well, first of all, people said, I thought this show was on right after Taxi Cab Confessions, number one. Number two, I fill to Phil, Keith.
Yeah, what's that?
I philosophize.
Yeah, you got it.
How do you say that?
I can't.
It's a philosophy thing is the point.
There it is.
I feel
that's how they met.
Yes.
Super popular. That's the only picture on Instagram with the hashtag.
She was in philosophy 101.
How did we not get that?
He was helping her out with that.
All right. I philosophize. She's got it.
Whatever it is, she's right around it. No wonder she's said Phil to Phil. It makes much more sense.
I philosophize to philosophize.
Even if it sounds filthy. 617-779-7937.
Maybe that's one where you write the whole thing out.
Yeah. You don't even have to say it. You just write it out. It looks better in print.
Yeah.
We'll get to WEEI Afternoon, see what they have coming up at 2 o'clock. Plus, we still have our clip du jour on the way. Billy Lanny with all the latest and trending. And then it's time for Grab Bag.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time! It's time for Grab Bag.
All right, time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, Graham, where we really hit on every team, I think.
We did.
Celtics, Spurs tonight. Get to see Wemby in action at the Garden. Last game before the All-Star break.
Wemby's League.
Just about. Coming up.
Question mark.
If not today, when?
Yeah.
You got the Bruins. Brad Marchand went on DJ and Pete Blackbird's podcast. It said Zadorov is an issue, not an issue. Talked to him, didn't talk
to him.
Well,
I mean, I don't know. Depends on what you think. It seems like Zadorov is an issue based on Marchand's comments, but some think we were missing the sarcasm and the jokiness of Marchand.
But he was like all over the map.
Yeah.
He said like yes and no on everything. Like, is that how sarcasm works?
Is it?
I don't know. We also talked about TV, which I was very passionate about. We talked about the Four Nations, which you were even more passionate about. I think we're going to have a taste of that in the clip du jour coming up as well.
Oh, good.
We had a caller who, let's just say, is very pro Four Nations. Jones is anti-Four Nations. Well, and we talked about building the Patriots.
Yes.
And much, 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 much more.
I was NBA Cup over Four Nations
right.
is what I was.
That's saying. Right. That's what really kind of kick-started the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But let's get to the rest of the stuff.
Grab bag. Well, that's a winner.
I get these things sent to me all different times of the night.
Where do people send them?
Keefe@weei.com.
If you think you can even possibly match that, the brilliance of that, and you want to try to top it,
good luck.
Keefe@weei.com.
Well, we have a couple local teams that are going to be a part of these documentary series coming out. We knew the Red Sox, they were filming one all of last year. So they came out with the 2004
almost all of
doc.
Last year.
Well, they kind of bailed.
They didn't quite make it to
the end. They kind of like, what the hell? Yeah. You guys didn't do anything at the deadline, so they left. But we saw the 2004 one, which we talked about on the show, and it was a good time.
Yeah, the comeback.
This is all about the Red Sox clubhouse and last season. It's going to be on Netflix on April 8th, and today they've released a trailer for it, and here is a bit of that.
Damn it, man. What am I doing out there, man? What the
man?
What am I doing, man?
Damn it, Tristan.
Get a grip, kid.
Damn, you can't beat me with anything. He's throwing 90 miles an hour, man. Get a swing off. Pathetic.
It's a bad feeling when you feel like you're the reason why you're losing.
But, you know, the life away from the field can't be affected by the results on it.
That's Tristan Casas
That's
the knowing
trailer?
That he's mic'd up.
That's what. Yeah, right. That's you know the term eyewash, Keith.
Yeah,
like when you like make a big show out of something to let people know that you like really care.
Yeah, ham it up a little bit.
Yeah, that's eyewash right there. Is what that is.
Because everybody was saying when they announced this project, like Tristan Casas is going to be the breakthrough star. Now he was out for most of the year with a rib injury.
I was just going to say the guy played like 6 games last year. Was so he was that frustrated with himself in one of those games that he played in.
So they got a good clip of him and they put it on the trailer. So that's what we're in store for.
Must have been from early in the year before the cameras banned.
We're going to have to watch this. I think we are going to watch
it. It doesn't sound that way after that.
Yeah.
Is it once a what? Is it a drop? Do I just get like 10 episodes at once where I watch them at my own leisure, or is it once a week? Once a week, I might watch it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe somebody else can watch it and let us know what the good parts are.
Hey, aggregators?
It's one of those.
Yeah. You know, like, and not to diminish Boston Sports Gordo and guys like this, but like, Brett, give me the videos.
Yeah.
You pick out what I need to see, and then I'll watch it in a digestible form.
Baseball isn't boring, but that show sounds like it might be.
That show sounds like it needs something.
Give us the best parts, please.
Gentlemen, welcome to Grab Bag. The first rule of Grab Bag is you do not talk about Grab Bag. Second rule of Grab Bag is you do not talk about Grab Bag.
Now, it's an iconic scene.
To that guy's defense, he did in his email state that he was pretty drunk when he recorded that. So I said, that's fine. Just add it to the list.
Yeah, maybe if you want to send a revised edition of that when you're sober.
That's right.
But that's not bad.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take it. So another documentary coming out on March 3rd on HBO Max, Celtics City. This was the one that was announced before. Now, this is going to not just be last year's Celtics season, but this is going to be like the Celtics dynasty or franchise history. So there's going to be a lot of stuff in this one.
And Simmons,
Bill Simmons is a part
Simmons
of this
is
one.
Behind this one.
Yeah, so it's the it's about, as the tagline says here, it's about 8 decades of the Celtics, the NBA, Boston, and America.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah. And then they released a big trailer for that, too. But
I'd be good with just the team last year. What do we need all the other stuff for?
I mean, Simmons was a part of the 30 for 30s and creating that at ESPN. There's a lot of good ones. He's done a bunch of documentaries on HBO, including some of the music ones. Like, I think the Woodstock 99, I think, was a
production. That was him? That was well done?
Yeah, no, that one was pretty good. So, I don't know. You at least got that going for you.
Out of the two, which one are you more likely to watch?
Celtics.
Me too. Yeah, I'm more likely to watch that than the crummy Red Sox team from a year ago.
Yeah, most likely.
With Tristan Casas, self-flagellating there.
That belongs in a crap bag. So do you.
How about this feud that I never expected to see? Footage came out from, looked like Bourbon Street during Super Bowl week. Patrick Mahomes Sr. and John Rocker coming to blows.
I have no idea what you're talking about. This is a thing?
I thought it was fake at first because I just saw the headline. And then there's a full video of the two confronting each other, having to be held back.
When? Before the Super Bowl? After the Super Bowl?
Good question. Bill, you have any idea on the time on this? It might have been just before. Is it the day of or the next day? I just saw it yesterday.
I'm unaware of this.
Okay, so John Rocker... Look at that. Oh, yeah. Terp's got the video of it. So that's Patrick Mahomes Sr. in the, looks, I assume, a Chiefs or at least a red hoodie. That's John Rocker looking like John Rocker just came out of the Braves pen, sprinting in from left field after saying the worst stuff imaginable.
Yeah, I was going to say, two noted good guys.
Great dudes. So I legit thought, I'm like, is this a teaser for the new Surreal Life? Like, wouldn't those guys crush on Surreal Life? At one point, Rocker throws his drink at the feet of Mahomes. And then, like, MFs him as he leaves and walks away. And they've since continued the beef on Twitter.
Oh.
Basically just calling each other out, telling you keep your name out of my mouth or whatever. And stop talking to me. I should have killed you and all this stuff. So maybe a double KO is what we're rooting for?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, John Rocker's not losing that fight if they had that fight. He looks...
Rocker looks the same.
The man looks in shape.
The best at the very end of the video, you hear a guy in the background goes, oh, that's Johnny effing Rocker.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... There are no winners in this, but, like, who would physically win it? It would be Rocker. But, yeah, these are two noted good guys. It looks like both their lives are going very well, is what I would say.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that was some rough stuff, you know, but what are you going to do?
You're either die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become a
grab bag.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2025 nominees.
Oh, they're out.
I know you like a small hall like I do, Jones.
We very much agree on that. We're both small hall guys. Yes.
Here is the list of potential, or here are the list of nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I've not seen this either. Good. What is this?
Let's see. I guess you can vote now all the way up until April, the fan vote. Bad Company.
Okay.
Got them in?
No.
Bill?
I don't think so.
The Black Crowes.
No.
In.
They got some hits.
They have some hits. Yeah, sure. I agree with that. That doesn't put you in the Hall of Fame.
More hits than Bad Company.
Noted.
Well, yeah. But they're both out. Yeah.
Noted rock legend Mariah Carey.
In.
I mean,
yeah.
All I Want for Christmas Alone gets her in.
Not, I mean, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
They've already morphed it into
the Music Hall of Fame. But I still want to say no, but Mariah Carey's great, yeah.
Chubby Checker?
Sure.
Joe Cocker?
You don't twist without Chubby Checker.
That's true. Joe Cocker, good. Life's Been Good?
Yeah.
That's
Hall
a good
of fame?
Song?
No.
That one song might get him in the Hall of Fame. What a story he told. That's a good song.
Not in my Hall of Fame.
All right. Billy Idol?
In.
How's Billy Idol not in?
Billy Idol gets it. I don't know why she doesn't.
Every year there's a bunch of names that I don't understand how they're not already in. And maybe it's like it's so many years after like your first album or last album.
Is that how they do it?
Maybe it's first album.
If Billy Idol isn't in yet, I don't weird. Not to go full Jim Rice on him, but if Billy Idol isn't in yet, I think he's not going to be. He shouldn't be getting in.
Joy Division?
No.
New Order?
No. Who?
Or is it Joy Division and New Order together?
I don't know.
Cyndi Lauper?
I thought the New Order was wrestling, I thought.
Speaking of wrestling, Cyndi Lauper in the Wrestling
Lauper's
Hall of Fame.
Cyndi Lauper's not in?
She's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. If it
the
wasn't
wrestling
for
Wrestling Hall of Fame?
She legitimately, if there wasn't for Cyndi Lauper, there might not be WrestleManias today.
It's true.
It's for sure true. They needed all the help they could get.
She bridged that gap between wrestling and MTV.
Mid-80s, she was super famous. She ran into Lou Albano on a flight. He ended up being in her Girls Just Want to Have Fun video. Hmm. They ended up using her a lot in the whole run-up to WrestleMania and brought in the like non-wrestling fan crowd, for real.
So that brought it in.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And she's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Deserving.
Deserving.
Not my Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mana? M-A-N-A with an accento on the A? The second A?
Manya?
I don't know that. Oasis?
You didn't let me answer that one. Manya, yes.
You're in on Manya.
Yeah.
Oasis?
Sure. Oasis should be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Outkast.
And
Outkast is great.
I get Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah. I feel iffy about it, but they're great. Yeah.
You got to scratch the rock and roll out of there, Jones.
What's in the name?
Music.
Just Hall of Fame, then.
Just the Hall of
just
Fame.
Just the Hall of Fame.
Take rock and roll out, just Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I mean, I love Outkast. Yeah.
Fish? Out.
As a proud Vermonter, out.
You got to say out.
Yeah.
Soundgarden.
And
Soundgarden a little overrated.
No, I don't think that's right.
Yes.
No, they are.
Yeah. You think they're overrated?
Yeah,
they had one of the best sounds out of all those Seattle bands.
They had one of the best albums ever.
But they're like the worst out of all those Seattle bands.
I'd take them over Alice in Chains.
I think I'd take Alice in Chains over them. I'd certainly take Nirvana
over
and Pearl
STP.
Jam. I don't even like Pearl Jam all that much.
I might take them over STP.
Is STP Seattle?
Stone Temple Pilots? Yeah, gotta be.
Are they?
I mean, they're grown.
Well, they were that era. I don't know if they were Seattle, but yes.
Where are they from?
You
think they're from like Arkansas?
I don't know.
Where do you think they're from, Nick?
Where is Stone Temple? I knew they were pilots from Stone Temple. Where is Stone Temple?
I'm not sure. San Diego. Yeah, of course. Seattle.
West Coast.
I would take Stone Temple Pilots over Soundgarden for sure.
And then the White Stripes is the last
one. Oh, I love White Stripes. I'd put in. I love White Stripes. Right. Yeah.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
All right, best NBA performers from last night. We have Karl-Anthony Towns, 40 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists. Kevin Durant, 34 points, 3-3.
Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star.
33 points, 10 boards.
I saw you reaching for something.
3 assists is one misfire, but I got it. Yeah. Scotty Barnes, 33-10-3. Josh Hart, 30-10-5, and Joel Embiid, 27-12-4.
Okay, I'm going to give it to Durant for legacy. He joined the 30,000-point club. You know who's in that club?
Kareem. I got Kareem. Karl Malone.
Malone.
Jordan.
Jordan.
LeBron.
LeBron.
Dirk.
Dirk, great one.
30,000 points. How many more guys are in it?
Three more.
Oh, three more. Wilt?
I'm sorry, Durant. Duh, so one more. You're missing one.
One more big bucket score. Carmelo Anthony.
No, good guess. Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
Julius Erving has 30,000 combined NBA and
Dr.
ABA.
J. You would have given me him. You would have given me him.
I would have allowed for Dr. J. Kevin Durant is your answer.
Pretty impressive.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
By the way, I gave Joe Cocker credit for a song from Joe Walsh.
I wasn't sure you had that right, but I wasn't going to question it.
Well, I mean, you don't have to be mean about it. Some of these guys are mean about it in there. One guy's name is Derek, so he's mad for just being named Derek, probably.
That's true.
Everybody else, though, like, you didn't have to insult me.
Was there a
lot of them?
You
can't even say some of this. Look at the second tweet down. That's not helpful. I got it wrong. It takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. I don't have to read these. I literally can't read some of them.
Joe Walsh, Keefe, not Cocker, you jackass.
Yeah.
From a Derek. You're right. They did sign it. Well, that's...
All right, screw that
one. He's mad because he got eliminated in the division round. All right, you got to own it.
I now have Cocker out. I put Joe Walsh in.
Walsh might already be in.
I can walk. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
All right, let's go with a baseball catcher today for today's random player. We have a catcher who obviously would throw from the right side. He'd also hit it from the right side.
I already have a guess.
Okay.
Only because you've mentioned him off the air. I have a guess. It's a catcher?
Yeah.
It's Benito Santiago.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I think we used him before.
No.
I played for three teams in his major league career, the Reds, Cardinals, and Royals. Reds, Cardinals, Royals. Where he never made an all-star team, despite his best efforts. Career-high 16 home runs in the 03 season. Career 231 hitter.
Oh.
Played
Mike Matheny.
Good guess. Good one. Played from 99 to 2010. Started with Cincinnati, then went to Kansas City, finished his career in St. Louis. I'd say a defensive-minded catcher, perhaps? Although no gold gloves, so there's really not much to base that off of.
99 to 2010. I thought I was honing in on something. That feels too early for this.
99 to 2010 and was like an everyday catcher for the Reds for a few seasons there. He was like their main guy.
Okay. Do you got any numbers for me? Give me some numbers. You got any numbers?
He
wasn't swiping 14, bags.
No,
sure.
14 career steals. 96 career dongs.
That's not nothing.
No, it's not nothing. He was a player. And if you played fantasy baseball, you were like, if you didn't have, you know, Mauer or Piazza, you're like, I guess I'll take this guy.
This is why.
Like, at least he plays.
I think I'm going to hear the name and be like, crap.
100% you will.
Okay. I don't even know that I have a guess. Like, Matheny was a good guess.
No, that was a good guess. I don't even know if this guy was as good as Matheny. But he was definitely a catcher on those Reds teams. And then I think he...
Matheny must have snuck onto some all-star teams.
Oh, Matheny might have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think this guy sniffed any all-star games.
Yeah, the Twitch has it. The text line has a ton of guesses, but none. Yeah, it might have already scrolled up on text, but I saw somebody had it on text. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Twitch had it. It might have scrolled up.
I don't see it. Who was it? I missed it.
It was Jason LaRue.
That is not who I was
Jason
thinking of.
Jason LaRue.
Who was I thinking of?
I don't know.
What was I saying? Jason LaRue. Interesting.
You know what his nickname was?
I don't.
Rusty.
Rusty LaRue.
Rusty LaRue.
I was unaware of that.
Yeah.
Jason, I don't even think I got to be honest.
Only his friends called
him
that.
This might be one of the, I don't even think I remember this guy.
You don't remember Jason LaRue?
I was playing fantasy baseball in this era. That's a name I don't even think I recognize.
It's like, he'll hit you 240. You're like, I guess.
I can't picture him. I don't. The name doesn't sound overly familiar. This might be the first one that's too random even for my memory.
For five straight years, he played between 110 and 121 games. So you're like,
Joe Oliver, good guess.
He plays a lot.
Joe Oliver was a World Series winner.
Yeah.
For the Reds there. Okay. Random baseball player of the day, each and every day. The grab bag, a real stumper.
It's been
for everybody but the Twitch chat. Yeah,
been a good week.
Real stumper.
For the house.
Well,
good week for the house.
You know. There's a reason the house makes money.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get some wins in there, but the house is always going to win out.
I hear you.
We'll get to WEEI Afternoons. What a Heart, Fitzy, and Ted have coming up. We'll find out, and we'll get you our clip du jour next.
All right, time now for the clip du jour here on Jones to Keefe WEEI. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds nice. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day, and today, out of nowhere... actually, not out of nowhere. It was a Would You Rather Wednesday.
But this is not like a planned giant topic. It was one question in Would You Rather Wednesday.
It was sort of Would You Rather either the Celtics win the NBA Cup, the in-season tournament, or Team USA win the Four Nations face-off, which begins
tonight. And pretty quickly into that conversation, you're anti Four Nations face off. I'm pro Four Nations face off, but not nearly as pro as one of our callers who called in and was
But ultimately, you agree with this gentleman.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, ultimately, you're on
his
side.
Think about that when you listen to this guy.
TC in the car wants to yell at me. Go ahead, TC.
No, I just want to make sure I heard correctly. So you were comparing the Four Nations hockey tournament that's coming up.
I believe I said the USA and Costa Rica international friendly, yes.
USA Costa Rica friendly? Yes. You think that those are the equivalent?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, now what leads you to believe to say something so dumb?
Because it's a meaningless international
meaningless.
Team on the stage.
Yeah, so
what's the meaning of
you're
the Four
right
Nations?
There.
You don't even have the
Did
best countries in the tournament.
No,
let me stop you right there. No, I didn't.
So there you go. You should, because you'd realize that's probably the dumbest thing you've ever said.
What?
And
nah, I don't know. You should listen more.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I've definitely said dumber. What is so Matthew Tkachuk said what? He cares more about winning the Four Nations than a Stanley Cup or something like that?
Pretty much.
Okay, that's dumb. That's dumber than what I said. That's way stupider than anything I've ever said.
Say that. He said it brings him back to the Stanley Cup Finals. He has the same feelings that he did when he was Stanley Cup Finals.
How would he know? He hasn't played a game in this fake tournament yet. How would he know? The fake tournament hasn't even started yet. How would he know?
Here's a big piece of it that you don't understand. And you have a four-hour show, so shut up and let me talk for 10 seconds. Okay?
Go ahead.
Of course you hung up.
I didn't hang up on you. What's your dumb point, TC? Go ahead.
Here's the deal. Here's the thing you don't get. Hockey, different than the rest. You actually pay attention to basketball. I understand it's part of your job.
I didn't hear what you said.
You cut out. You cut out.
It's the most unprofessional outfit in the world.
There it is.
So you talking about an NBA Cup game, saying that you'd rather see that than the Four Nations, my man, go back to bed. You had a bad day.
I'm going to add that now to the mix.
You're right. I admit. I
move over, pound sand. We got go back to bed.
I was so steamed up in real time, I didn't realize I got told to be put to bed. That was a good. It was a good dig there by TC. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Love that.
Yeah.
He'll be locked in the Four Nations tonight, Canada, Sweden.
I would hope, based on that rant. I would hope he watches every second of it.
I bet he'd be at the Garden.
A lot of Four Nations talk today on WEI Afternoons.
While I am interested in it.
Are you?
There
you
go. Yeah.
See,
we are. We've talked about this, Rich. You slap a flag on something
Sold.
And we're like rooting for and against immediately.
Sure. Yep.
I have memories of wars and allies.
Yeah,
and
I said, like USA.
I hate that Finland.
USA, Costa Rica. I agree. I get super into that. Yep.
Is that a CONCACAF Cup game or something?
Yeah, that is. That's CONCACAF.
That's CONCACAF.
But no, I'll be interested in that. I don't know that we'll be talking much about it today. Previewing a Four Nations game, I'm not sure that's really the sweet spot for WEI Afternoons.
Matt Tkachuk thinks it's like a Stanley Cup game.
So. How does he know?
Who knows?
I mean, he's played in Stanley Cup games. This is new, right? Mm-hmm. No one knows what it is.
Correct.
It could bomb. They could all
could
not care.
Probably will.
It's like the freaking NBA All-Star game with all these little games and teams and whatever the hell. Shaq versus...
Yeah, this is a tough go this weekend.
Yeah, there's a lot of new agey, weird, manufactured sports entertainment. But what's not manufactured, Scal, 4 o'clock. I'm looking forward to this interview more than I have in a long time for a number of reasons.
Yeah, why?
Well, you guys know why.
The Megan the Stallion thing?
Stallion. Stallion. We're not doing Scallion at 4.
Don't let
Scal.
Him get that in your head for when
he
you ask that
to Scal. She is Stallion.
Ooh, Megan the Stallion. There's
Although
a combination
if they got
there.
Together, it'd be Megan the Stallion.
Hell yeah.
Now he's cheating on Megan the Stallion?
don't give any ideas.
So yeah, we'll be talking to Scal about that.
Cool.
Among other things that, you guys know that I thought Jason Tatum's third quarter the other night was maybe a inflection point for him, the team, Missoula's coaching, the whole damn thing. We'll be doing some Red Sox to lead things off.
All right.
You guys excited? I mean, we're the flagship station, so inherently we say, yeah, we're excited, but...
Actually, it's funny that you say that, because Jones and I kind of crapped on them for like 2 hours, and then at the end we're like, do you think they're a playoff team? And we're both like,
Yeah. So they're a playoff team. How can you not be happy? They're not a World Series contender.
No,
they're not the best team in baseball.
I just wish they did more.
You just answered it. That's exactly how. So, great, they're a playoff team.
But why are they a playoff team?
But playoff teams are World Series contenders in baseball.
Their starting pitching is better, and they can be.
Yeah. They might have young guys.
Not every team that makes the playoffs
goes hot as fire come August. They could be a fun, enjoyable baseball team. I also enjoyed that they asked Breslow the question I always ask. Do they ever take into account entertainment value? And he went with the right answer. I think winning is entertaining.
Yeah.
But he also did acknowledge we are supposed to be an entertainment entity.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Netflix documentaries and all that crap coming out. So we'll have that. We'll have What If Wednesday, returning. We're post-Super Bowl, so What If Wednesday will answer some of the greatest questions in all of sports.
Love
What
that.
If? And obviously, Matt Patricia is now the D.C. at Ohio State.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. We were just actually talking the other day. How did he end up without a seat?
On Bill's meet-iversary, no less.
Seriously.
Well, the day after, I guess. Yeah.
Did you guys run the numbers on that, too?
Yeah, she was 20.
Yeah. So when I was fighting with Stiz the other day about the 24-year-old.
She was 20 and he was still living with
70,
Linda.
Yeah. And 70.
Yeah.
It was still weird. Uh-huh. But, yeah, so we got all that.
No, now it's weird.
No, it's always been weird. Always been weird. Good signature, though.
Yeah.
And that book.
Yeah, looks good.
Description in the front. That's pretty cool looking.
Not bad.
All the Super Bowls.
He's had 74 years to practice the signature.
It's
so
a good
he's
point.
Pretty good at it. So that's WEEI Afternoons. That comes your way right now. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. A reminder of the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Treat your Valentine at the 99 Restaurants February 14th through the 16th. And enjoy delicious menu specials like the juicy 18-ounce T-bone steak, lobster-topped haddock, or the creamy short rib mac and cheese. You gotta love the nines. I will talk to you tomorrow, as I said, at 10. We got Bradford. We had an opening.
Yes, what happened?
On Thursdays. So we'll talk to Rob Bradford. I will also put the Bruins at the trade deadline on the clock. That's tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.